Good morning and welcome. Jesus said, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. Jesus had spoken these words to his disciples following the conclusion of the Last Supper, and just before the authorities would come to take him away to be crucified. In some respects, we could say that these words that Jesus spoke to his disciples are a part of the final lesson that he desires to teach his disciples before his death and resurrection. For those among us who work in education, it's probably easy to relate to just how Jesus must have been feeling, especially during this time of year when the school year is ending. Many of our teachers, just like Jesus with his disciples, have been racing against the clock to finish up a final lesson plan. At times, our teachers have probably felt like there was still so much more that they would like to teach their students. But unfortunately, the end is fast approaching. The best a teacher can do is to hope and pray that they have done enough to help their students face what the future may bring. As for our students, the end of the school year, it can mean many different things. While most will be returning to the classroom next year, there are those students who have reached the end of a significant chapter in their lives as they now prepare themselves for graduation. Graduation can mean a variety of things. For some, it means getting ready to head off to face the challenges of college life. While for their parents, this may mean spending more time praying for the safety and well-being of their children who will be leaving home. For others, this time of year could mean that it is time for them to enter into the workforce and to embrace the challenges of earning a living. While still others may be preparing themselves to head off to boot camp and to serve our country through military service. Many of us are experiencing all sorts of challenges and changes within our lives, changes that bring with it a certain amount of excitement and of uncertainty about the future. Within our own diocese, we too are experiencing this sense of excitement and of uncertainty about what the future may hold for us. Next month, our diocese will witness the ordination of our next bishop. Just prior to last Friday, Bishop-elect Condorla, he had never stepped foot before in Tulsa. And yet, by the end of next month, God willing, he will call Tulsa his home for many years to come. At the same time, while we rejoice for this good news, we also experience a sadness as we bid farewell to Bishop Emeritus Slattery, who will begin a new chapter in his life and ministry. Bishop Emeritus Slattery will always hold a special place in my life, for it is he who had ordained me to the ministry of the permanent diaconate in accordance to the will of God. I have many wonderful memories from my ordination. One of the more special memories occurred over breakfast that day, when I had spent that morning in conversation and prayer with my wife over a cup of coffee. My biggest fear that day was with regards to the uncertainty of what the future held for me as a deacon. I believe that we all experience this fear of uncertainty when we think about our futures. We are so used to being in control of things in our lives, or maybe we like to think that we're in control, which then makes it difficult for us at times to just let go and to accept what God has planned for us. This is something that I had to do on the day of my ordination. I had to just let go of that desire to be in control, to let go of any concerns and fears that I may have had about the future. When I had done this, That is when I began to feel a real sense of peace, especially at the moment when I knelt before Bishop Slattery as he laid his hands upon my head and called the Holy Spirit down upon me, trusting in the Holy Spirit to guide me through the challenges and difficulties that I would encounter in my ministry. In some ways, this was the final lesson that I needed to learn and to accept prior to my ordination. This also appears to be the final lesson that Jesus wishes to give his disciples, whom he fears may scatter when they witness the persecution and death of our Lord. The final message or lesson that Jesus wants to share with his disciples is that he will send the Spirit to be with them and to guide them throughout their lives and ministry. Our first reading, it echoes back to the days of creation, back to the moment when God had taken dirt from the ground and formed it into man. Just as God had said, "Let there be light," I'm certain that he could have also just as easily had said to that newly formed man, "Let there be life," and life would have began. But instead, God the Father had chosen a much more intimate manner of giving life to man by breathing into him, by sending his divine breath into man. Ruah is the word used to describe the breath of God. It can also be defined as Spirit of God. Imagine that moment in time when man had taken his very first breath, when he had taken into his very core, into his very heart, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. It was in that moment when man's flesh became saturated with God's love by receiving the Spirit of God. Is this what the Apostle Paul is speaking of in his letter to the Romans when he states that the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us? Given to us from the very first breath that we had ever taken through Adam. But then, unfortunately, things got messed up real fast. When Adam had chosen to disobey God, when Adam had chosen instead to fill his heart with the lies and deceptions coming from the serpent, which only served to prove just how much we need God's help and guidance in our lives. Everything that God the Father has to reveal to us about his love for us, he has revealed through the incarnation of the second person of the Holy Trinity, his Son, our Lord and Savior. Jesus says to his disciples that there is much more he has to tell them. That teaching, it will not come as a type of new revelation, but rather, with the help of the Holy Spirit, it will come in a form of further insight into the teachings of our Lord and Savior. The day will come for the disciples when they will no longer see Jesus here on earth with their physical vision, but rather by the vision of their faith in God. We too see Jesus in this world because of our faith in the power of the Holy Spirit to make Jesus truly present before us in the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. Our faith in a real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, it is a challenge for so many others to accept in this world. Maybe it is because they struggle to surrender themselves and to allow the Holy Spirit to help them to accept what the mind cannot comprehend. This weekend, we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. The Trinity is a mystery, and as such, it cannot be defined. It is by faith that we worship one God in three persons, and it is by faith that we surrender ourselves to believing in an infinite God which our finite minds cannot comprehend. Let us celebrate this solemnity by allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us into the mystery of the Trinity, where we hope to enjoy life eternal with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.